From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hello, Troy. Step up to the oyster-flavoured pop sock there.
Good afternoon.
How are you, my friend? Good afternoon to you, too,
good
this
afternoon.
Evening. Yes. How are you, friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You've got some music to play us this morning from Southbound Records?
Yes, indeed. We even brought some stuff in for you to see. Because
look at that.
I didn't want to have to describe what this thing was. You tell me what you can see right there.
What I can see here is the sort of thing that a record collector goes, ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
It's Childish Gambino, Awaken My Love, limited edition virtual reality vinyl. You what? With an exclusive booklet, two heavyweight 45 RPM LPs, virtual reality headset, cardboard obviously.
Obviously the cardboard.
A glow-in-the-dark cover, digital album download, and download virtual reality content. I'm so into that, by the way, just quietly. It's such an individual pleasure, but I'm so into it. I've got my Google Cardboard and my weird ViewMaster version of it and a whole bunch of stuff I've downloaded. Yeah, that's out of it. Oh, that's cool. But what's Childish Gambino? I mean, they want you to buy this, don't they?
I think so.
Well, they're offering quite a boon of a prize there, aren't they?
And here's the weird thing about it. It hasn't been out on vinyl before. Came out on CD at Christmas time, I think. And it's been no vinyl. And this is the only vinyl version. This
and that's
here.
It there. And you've got it there. There it is there.
You could see the glow in the dark if we turn the lights off, but we won't. But you can...
Look at that. I just love it. It's like when, you know, when Tool released the album with the stereoscopic thing on it.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, you have to fold it. Just that extra little bit of, you know, just makes you so proud to own it.
There you go.
You know, you're going to look after it carefully. Should we play a little bit of that?
Let's. Have you heard Childish Gambino before?
Run me through it again.
Well, you know who we get. You know Donald Glover from the TV shows like Atlanta and Community and all of those.
Yes.
That's him. This Childish Gambino is Donald Glover. And he put out two kind of hip-hop albums, and then I thought they were okay. And then this one here, which is like sort of Parliament meets Sly and the Family Stone.
Sweet Jesus.
Let's hear, what tune should we hear?
I think we're having to which one is it? Have Some Love.
Yeah, Have Some Love.
Saying to Troy, that is some choice production there. That's nice, isn't it?
Isn't
very,
it
very nice. And I see what you say when you say Sly and Family Stone influenced.
It's a
Parliament sort of.
I think the cool thing about it is that while it's obviously sort of an homage to that kind of thing, it's a conscious one. You're supposed to get. You know,
yep.
It's like the names of the tunes on this sort of refer obliquely to Parliament or Funkadelic or Sly or whatever. I just love this. Isn't this amazing?
Yeah, that's cool, Les. That is really cool. A lot going on in there. There's a lot going on there.
Yep. And a no guest record. No guests.
Oh, Little Prince.
Which, of course, is another reference point. On other parts of this album, it does sound quite Prince-fied as well. But I think one of the best things about this is that it's pretty easy, I suppose, to make an album now that's dark and doomy and end of the world. But this is like a really uplifting.
Plenty of those. There's plenty of those,
yeah.
Eh?
Well, yeah, you don't even need to try anymore, do you? You just need to look out the window.
Well, that's what you just. I mean, you look back at that beautiful period where, you know, the classic funk Mastercuts Volume 1 period sort of thing.
Yeah.
And just when people were just singing about pants and, you know, and hey, Tats today, woo, yeah, and there's a whole song about it being, well, I'm going to see you in a minute, woo, you know, that sort of stuff. And I really admire that.
Yeah.
That sheer, overwhelming sort of warm joy. And that's sort of evident in this particular choice. Once again, it's Childish Gambino.
Awaken My Love is the name of his album, on limited edition virtual reality vinyl in a glow-in-the-dark box.
Now, if you don't have a record player, is that available in other formats?
It is. It's still available on CD.
Still cool.
Yes.
All right.
It doesn't look quite so good. It looks a little bit smaller.
Sure. Doesn't have all the fancy bits and bobs.
No.
Right, what's next?
Next, I think we're going to go for something from this gentleman, Onra.
Onra. I like Onra's stuff and the stuff I've heard.
Well, weirdly enough, this came out, I think, about 6 weeks ago in Europe, but it's only out in America and here this week. And I thought it was a nice coincidence to find out Onra is playing at Neck of the Woods on Saturday.
How about that?
Yeah.
This track that you're going to be playing is called Tea Vendor on the Street.
It is. Now, this is the third volume of his Chinua series, which is where he's taken a bunch of old Chinese records and then used an MPC and nothing
else. Crazy, eh?
And it's really another. I don't know the context of the original tunes at all, but again, another one of those like quite jubilant, life-affirming sounding records.
It must be amazing going through all that old Chinese stuff and finding the bits to use, you know.
Wait for the vocal.
So, Tea Vendor on the Street from Omra, playing at Neck of the Woods this weekend.
I believe so. This is the last in the Chinua series, so the third volume, double album, 32 tunes, and
wow,
about 150 source records that he used for it. And it's not all like what you can hear now. There's ones that lean more towards hip hop rhythms, and there's by side four, there's some quite big dance rhythms. That, but really cool records. It's out on, well, Fat Beats put it out in the US, and that's the version we've got. And I just want you to look at this cover, because tell me what you see there.
I see some pretty dashing sort of Chinese jet setters.
That looks to me like a Chinese James Bond.
It does, doesn't it?
Yep.
Definitely, it's a gentleman there. He's got two ladies in a convertible in front of a pagoda.
And with the biggest sunglasses you've ever seen.
Big, big, whopping sunnies. I thought Bruce Lee for a second, but no, but just interesting. Interesting indeed.
Now, Honor, of course, is French, but and I think with Chinua series, even though that's like French for Chinese series, I don't know if it's all records from China or Chinese regions. So.
Right. Sure.
I'm not sure.
Just for those people that are being very finicky about that.
And I'm sure that there will be somebody, yeah.
Now, so, next, please.
Next, well, have you ever heard...
I'm sorry, do we ask formats on that one as well?
No, just on double vinyl, that one.
Just on double vinyl. Sucked in if you wanted CD.
But you didn't want CD,
no.
Did you?
No.
Have you heard of Penguin Cafe Orchestra?
You're just gonna have, I get that muddled up with all sorts. Anything with Penguin in the name, I just associate with anything else with Penguin in the name, and so I get muddled up. So you're going to have to enlighten me, Troy.
Okay, well, in the 70s, a man called Simon Jeffers Had this group called the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. It was kind of on the edges of avant-garde. It was sort of Brian Eno circles. You know, they would support Kraftwerk, but sure. They used acoustic instruments. But it was really quirky, sort of funny music. Not comedy music, but you know, kind of funny. Anyway, Simon Jeffers died in 1997, and his son, Arthur Jeffers, decided he'd do a tribute concert and just call it Penguin Cafe, because it wasn't the Penguin Cafe Orchestra.
Right.
And from that, Penguin Cafe became a group with their own identity, except for the name and except for the picture you can see on the front.
Yes.
While this is the Penguin Cafe's third album, it's their first one on the label Erase Tapes. Now, I've talked about Erase Tapes on From the Crate a number of times. Do you know the label?
No, I don't.
I suppose you could loosely say it's a neoclassical label, the kind of thing that you'll find Olafur Arnalds or Nils Fram or these kind of like
sure.
new ultra-modern electronic slash classical composers.
Sure.
Okay, so Erase Tapes, a great London label. They've signed Penguin Cafe, and rather than any sort of connection back to his father's group, I'd say this is the first one with a total identity of its own. But saying that, it still fits into the Erase Tapes world of interesting, thoughtful, chin-scratching kind of music. What we're going to hear now is one of the covers on the record. There's only two. This is a cover of Simeon Mobile Disco's Wheels Within Wheels.
What an unusual cover to do.
Yeah. And it's very faithful to it, except it's entirely with acoustic instruments.
Wow. Wow. Which is always a good indication of whether a song's a good song, I think, if you can redo it all in another instrument.
That's right. Well, and I think also with Simeon Mobile Disco, basically you've got a sampler and you've got a keyboard. That's how they invent everything.
Yeah.
So, and I think it was from that, was it from that Whirl album? Is that the one they improvised and recorded live? I think it might have been.
But cool, what a cool idea.
Yeah, but here we have our Penguin Cafe interpreting, but still staying very much within the boundaries of what Simeon Mobile Disco wrote for that tune.
There's not a zillion of these in the world, are there?
Well, not on this clear vinyl version, no. There's 1,000 on clear vinyl, and then there's a regular edition on black vinyl, and it's also on CD, because Erase Tapes don't mind if you have a CD player.
Sure.
Yeah. But as usual, beautifully presented Erase Tapes release. Lovely mastering on it. I think anyone who's... You know what? Anyone who liked the theme to Broadchurch but have no idea about what kind of music that is, they're going to like this, isn't they?
That could be a good or a bad thing. To paint all sorts of interesting pictures in your head.
Yeah. I don't
Unsolved
know.
Unsolved Lonely Town Mysteries.
Rugged Scottish
Seaside.
Former Doctor Who's.
Yeah.
With a scratchy old beard.
That actress who's really good at comedy too. She does some great comedy stuff too. That lady who plays the cop.
Is she?
What's her name?
Olivia Colman.
Yep.
She's one of my tops.
She's one of your tops.
Yeah, I'd put a frame picture of her in.
Have you seen Look Around You series 2?
No,
she's very good in that.
I saw her in that.
She plays a lady called Pam. She's very funny. Pam.
You just like the name Pam. You just wanted to.
No,
say
she
that.
Just she defines the name Pam.
The other cover on this record is Franz Schubert. Not a cover of a Franz Schubert composition, but Franz Schubert by Kraftwerk.
Franz Schubert by Kraftwerk. They cover that acoustically?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everything here is acoustic. Although, you know, it doesn't sound... I mean, someone could go, no, that sounds just like electronics and stuff. It's not.
No, electronics sounds like that, is what you mean.
Yeah, probably. But I think the string orchestra is the Prague orchestra that was used on a couple of other Erase Tapes releases that we Beautiful. Might have heard them from the crate. But yeah, we've got this install now. It came out last week worldwide, and I don't remember why we didn't bring it in last week, but now you know.
Right on. Yeah. Hey, so that's from the crate. Thank you very much, Southbound Records. Southbound Records located
132 Simon Street next to T. White's Bikes.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Troy.
Thanks.
See you again this time next week.
You will.
Those releases again. Should we go through all three of them again? We should do that for those people that might have not paid attention. It's disgusting. Pay attention. First one we played was Childish Gambino.
Awaken My Love, the 2x45 virtual reality box.
Second, Omra.
Which were Chinua Series, Volume 3, the final of his three double albums investigating old Chinese records.
And then Penguin Cafe Orchestra.
Yeah, the album is entitled The Imperfect Sea. It's out on Erase Tapes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White's Bikes.